one by the uncle of bluegrass music, Charlie Monroe.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to reconfigure here for a second. Do one more for you. We'd like to thank on the out front soundboard, and actually he's working here all week, but works with us regularly, and it is our pleasure every time we get to work with him. Mr. Give Up, if you're hearing some good sound this weekend, it's probably because Darren Shoemaker's out on the board there. Give it up for Darren. See, I'm the only one old enough on stage to know that that was a tune before Sesame Street. They all learned it there. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And of course, our road manager doing the monitor sound for us. He was a guy that last time we were here, it hailed, it tornadoed. He was trying to save our cases and just got the holy hell beat out of him by a hailstorm. So we're happy you're working in a beautiful day today. Rob Stokes, thank you. But back in 1965, I heard Del McCurry play at the Roanoke Bluegrass Festival, and I knew that I was in on something special. So let's hear it for Del McCurry. Yeah. What about that? All right, here's one more we'll jam on for you. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day, and there's lots of wonderful music coming your way. So it is our pleasure to be part of it. I'm sorry, you look out at a festival audience, and damn, y'all's a good-looking bunch today. Oh, yes, we have noticed. Especially the guy with the brown shirt on that says poop. Wow. I know. Hey, that went shirt of the day. I know. You can't make this stuff up, friends. That's why we're all here. There are no fashion don'ts at Delfest. Wear what you like, play what you like, as long as you get to go to Delfest. What a good...